Today, Josh Mills talks to me about a turkey hunt where stealth went so awry. On a turkey hunt, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
My dad and I got to sneak away the second week of turkey season, and we went up north of Spokane, north of Chewila, near the town of Addy, where we've had permission on this farmer's property for years. This year, with the high water, the normal tepid little small creek that separates these two fields that we turkey hunt on is quite a raging torrent. But we got there the second week, and we pulled into this old barnyard that in front of us, you can see there's a field, and then there's a creek that meanders through the property, and then a field behind it, and then the turkeys roost in the woods behind there. We pulled up to the property, and we could see in the back field, there's a big tom sitting back there. My dad had already harvested his turkey on opening day. So I was like, Dad, sit in the truck, and I'll go out on this land that we've got permission on. I've got really tall, high muck boots on, so I'm like, I can get across this thing, and I know where there usually is a high spot that I can cross at. Well, sure enough, I get across the creek. The ground goes up to a little bit of a hill, so it perfectly covered me, and all I had to do was climb up 15 yards up this little berm, and the turkey would be probably 70, 80 yards away, and then I could work on calling him over while I was protected and unseen. Well, sure enough, I make one call, turkey perks up, and then I accidentally spook four deer that immediately run straight at the turkey, and the turkey flies away. The hunt's over. I mean, the turkey's gone, so I can't do much else.
Josh being an excellent fisherman and all, that's like the fish that got away.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.